Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Over to me. Hey, hey.
Yo, what is good in the... Well, we ain't in the hood.
We back in the building, baby. We back in the building.
But this are back.
Yeah, and this is Shift Real Talk. Shift Real Talk in the house, people.
Only talking real.
That's how we keep it. So listen, we are back in the building. And the purpose for what we do, y'all, is to make sure that what we say helps somebody. So if this podcast, if this conversation helps you in any way at all, make sure that you subscribe. As a matter of fact, go a little further and hype it. Give it to somebody who you know that may need this conversation, because it's going to be a fireball, okay? And also, we want to hear your comments. Real talk in the comments so we can go ahead, snatch them comments off, and talk back to you, okay? And last but not least, don't ever forget that you can hear us anywhere. We are on all podcasts. Platforms. That's right. You heard it here first. All podcast platforms. We are there. So ride with us. So sleep with us. However you want to do it. Now, that didn't sound right, did it? Sleep with us.
It's all
put
good.
Us on before you go to sleep. But anyway, I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And I'm Zadie.
Yeah. And she snatched it. Y'all,
trying to help Ike? You trying to help Ike? Come on, Tina. The good bit of scene. We got San Antonio. We got all right. but listen, y'all.
I gotta pull.
Yeah. Listen, y'all. We got a treat for y'all tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
This topic that we're talking about, man, we brung some reinforcements. We brung my boy on here. Man, I had the privilege of meeting him a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And we just connected, man, after the conversation.
Family,
we just
already.
Had to bring him on. He family, man. And he got a lot going on. We're going to let him introduce himself, man. But this is my boy. And we call him out here in Houston, Texas, Coach Andre.
What up? I'm happy to be in the building. What up, y'all?
What up, man? What's goody, man?
Man, I'm happy, healthy, and wealthy.
Man, that's what's up, man. Listen, y'all, I just got to give a little shout out. When I first met him, man, I can't lie. I'm from New York. I put judgment on this guy. I was like, man, who this guy? But when I met him and he gave me his card, it was like a novel of stuff that he do.
The guy.
I was like, see, That's what you get, Pastor J,
right.
For going and judging folk. Cause you know, it ain't about the look, it's about the work. And when I tell you this brother is working, man, he got a book. Man, tell us about some of the stuff you got going on, man.
Yeah, man. So for those who don't know, I'm the Ramen Realtor for your dream home. We need to buy or sell. Yeah. I'm a purpose coach for those that feel like they're going through hell. I'm the speaker here to motivate, encourage, and inspire. I'm a poet as well. I got a mic to put bars of fire. This book that I wrote is changing lives as well. A servant is what I am on a mission to serve, not sell. When it's all said and done, help others reach their full potential by helping find their purpose to find true joy. It is essential. So, Coach Andre, my name, inspiration is who I be. It is true, I live to give, and you will notice me.
I bet you he just spit that right off the top of his brain, man. Like really. Like, so where can they find you, man? We'll do that in the beginning of the show and at the end. So when you, because our folk they tuning in, they coming in now. But where can they find you?
I'm all over the place, man. If you Google Coach Andre, notice I pull up. But you can also go to mycoachandre.com.
Got
Instagram. It's gonna be you will notice me, because my last name is Notice. So I'll play on that.
Okay, you know, man, that's what's up.
You
man.
Will notice.
You will
me.
Notice me.
Absolutely.
That's come what's up. Here.
But let's not play with this, man. Let's not even waste no more time, man. Let's delve into this conversation, man. Yeah. Cause we got coach here. We got reinforcements, man. So I promise you, y'all gonna get some
goody,
gems.
Y'all gonna get some snaps tonight. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. So we gonna need y'all to put your snaps up in the chat and all of that good
and
stuff.
And when we
man.
Get close to the end, y'all, we know we gonna have to have Coach
and
Andre.
Because he's a
wait, Poppy, all the way to the period.
Okay,
please.
I'm sorry.
That's what we have, Coach. It's this thing where when we interrupt each other as a married couple, we say, "Look, can I listen to the can period?" Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, come on.
Hold up. Wait now.
She's taking her time. The people logging in.
Okay. Well, why they logging in? All right. I forgot what I was going to say. I'll remember it later.
He's going to have to, spit some poetry before
that's
he leaves.
Because
he is a poet. So he's going to have to spit some.
Yes.
What's going on, Patricia? Thank you for tuning in with us. But listen, y'all, today's topic is toxic.
Okay. Trauma bonds, baby.
No, it's not.
It is. Trauma bonds, the ties that break us.
No, yes, the ties
you
that
better know
break
that I
us.
Have your back.
Oh, you do.
Eh,
the
anyway.
Ties that break us. Zany, you hear her over here?
So, y'all, we talk about trauma bonds.
That's real.
What you know about that? What's your coach?
That's real.
Coach, listen. Give us a little introduction of what you understand trauma bonds to be so that people, a lot of times, they don't know. We just throw that out there all the time. So break it down for us in this little intro so people can know what are trauma bonds.
So the thing about it is that what the Bible calls the heart, science called the subconscious mind. A trauma bond is something that happened in your experience, in your past history, usually in your early years of life, that is has such an impact on you emotionally that it stuck with you because it's seeped into the subconscious mind. Now, what most people don't understand is that your first 7 years of life is when the subconscious mind or heart is the most impressionable.
Right.
And it's the number 7 on purpose because 7 is God's number of completion or perfection. That's why you have 7 days in a week. That's why we have 7 colors of the rainbow. The number 7 is very specific to God.
Right.
So because of that, what happens in a child's life in his first 7 years is going to be that more impactful throughout the rest of their lives. So a trauma bond is when something, an experience happens where there's something that happens on a repetitive basis based on the things that they hear, or a traumatic experience such as molestation. That is going to seep into that child's subconscious.
Yeah.
And if they don't go through the necessary steps, then they carry that throughout life.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's why you have people that are 40 years old, but they're still activating like a 11-year-old boy.
Right.
They never got over
the
trauma.
Right.
And to be honest with you, a lot of grown people are still stuck at that mindset of that 4-year-old that was hurt.
Yeah. Correct.
So you'll be in a relationship with somebody who you believe may be 30 plus.
Right.
But they're mentally, they're
correct.
4.
Right.
They're stuck at that state.
Right.
So this is what
correct.
You're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
So how do we... Like, is it wrong, because I see this happen a lot in relationships.
Right.
Is it wrong for somebody to blame their partner or the person that they're trying to get with or the person that they're bonding with through the trauma? Is it wrong or is it right to blame them on the missing needs that we need and that we coming into the relationship needing?
I don't think it's right to blame them, but I also believe that that person has a responsibility to do the work. Whatever that looks like to get over that trauma. Unfortunately, we live in a society where everything's based on ego. And that ego says there's nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Like we're just now getting to the point now where people that look like us are more accepting to therapy. That was never a thing 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That was never a thing 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So because of that, because you were not accepting to therapy, that means not only did you carry this trauma, but you actually pass this trauma down to the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
And there is a person that I follow by the name of, he wrote a book on this called, I forgot the name, it'll come back to me in a second.
Okay.
But he wrote a book on this on how that trauma can get passed down through genes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the reason why I ask that is because I see, like, we were, one thing about me, Zaney, and wife, we always share scripture and we share little things that we either study or read about during the week. So we shared this this passage that was talking about how men, you know, they get so focused on providing till they forget the nurturing.
Yeah. The cultivation.
Right. The cultivating.
Yeah.
Right.
They forget the cultivating.
Correct.
So what happens is when they get into marriages and they get into relationships, their focus is strictly providing.
Yeah.
So they miss out on a lot of the things that they're supposed to implant into the sons,
yeah,
that they're supposed to implant into the wives.
Right.
And because of that, then now you coming in with a need, like,
right,
I've been doing all this providing and right, you ain't respecting me, mm-hmm, and such and such. So, yeah. So now we're blaming somebody, yeah, else for something that we as men are not really focusing on. We're focusing, mm-hmm, on the provision part, right, and not understanding where our source is coming from in that provision. Right. So this is confusing a lot of the families,
right,
and it's an imbalance. So
that's what I wanted to add.
That's a real issue. But if you look online on social media, what do you see women always talking about? Who's going to pay my bills? Who's going to do this? It's all about this.
Yeah.
So when the focus is there, where attention goes, energy flows.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right.
And that's where the focus is.
Got you. Right. Would you say, Zaney?
I wanted to add, because accountability is definitely a big issue, you know, nowadays. Mm-hmm. However, a factor that we are missing is that a lot of our traumas, we don't even identify as traumas because they have been passed down. So we look at them as normal behaviors.
Normal behavior.
Right? Yes.
So that's why it's easy for others to point the finger, to say, oh, it's your fault. Oh, it's your fault. I know I've gone through 5 different relationships, but I just can't find that perfect one. Nobody is perfect for me. And we never see the era that we are, where we play a role in any of that.
Right.
Because it's normal behavior to us. So that's why it takes someone to say, hey, you ever thought, you know, it could be you.
Yeah.
And you know what?
This is somebody to challenge us.
Yeah,
right. I have a friend of ours. I don't know where he got this from. But you, just like you said, like, I've been in 5 relationships. None of them been healthy, but it's not me. It's you. You know, you're the problem. It's not me. He said, if everywhere you go, you smell boo-boo, check your shoes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He said, check your shoes, right?
I love it. Yeah.
Because what we don't realize is we always looking outer.
Outside, yep.
We always want to look outside because, number one, this is what I believe has happened. Because of the trauma and because we've normalized it, then what happens is we have taken accountability out of the picture and decided, I am not the fault for this. This is not my fault. This is just the way I am. Love me for me. This me. If you're going to, you know. And so what we did was, when we took accountability out of it, then what that did was it made it like oil. It made an easy slide from one generation to the next generation. And then on top of what you already traumatically dealing with, now the other generation, they add stuff on top of that. And it just gets the mountain, the boo-boo gets higher and higher. And you wondering who's stinking. It's you, boo.
So I got a question for y'all. How do you know? And what does the pain look like? What does it look like?
Yeah, it shows up in different areas in different ways.
Mm.
So it's not like a one size fits all.
Yeah.
Different people deal with trauma in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I do know is what goes in comes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And eventually it's going to come out, and it's going to show up in how they act and how they speak and how they perceive things. It's a filter.
Yeah.
So everything that they hear is going to be processed through that filter. Even though that filter is dirty because they never cleansed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
They never had that therapeutic resolution.
Yeah.
So now they're seeing things and perceiving things through a dirty lens and a dirty filter. It's only a recipe for disaster. And because of what I said earlier, because of ego, they never look at me as a possibility to being the issue.
Right.
This is the reason why I cannot stand ghosting.
Oh, break it down.
I'm going to tell you a story. When I was working my very last job I've ever had in my life. When I first got there, I was an amazing employee. They all loved me. The manager loved me. My employees, they all loved me. Towards the end of me being there, I started hearing things like, what's changed? You're different. Your tone, your attitude, things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't realize that it was showing up, that I was showing up differently. I didn't realize that I was coming off differently. I didn't realize that my tone was rude, was what they told me. Mm-hmm. Now, why am I saying that? Because had multiple people not come across and tell me the same thing, I could not identify with the fact that I was a problem.
Wow.
So my point is, when you're dealing with somebody on a personal level, whether you just met them or y'all been talking for a while, and then you just stop responding, how can that person know they have an issue if you never told them they have an issue? Mm-hmm. It's one thing for you to say, hey, man, just so you know, you come off as kind of rude. Now, he might hear that and do nothing with it. And she's just tripping.
Right.
But then she deals with somebody else, and she says the same thing. Just let you know, you come off as kind of rude. Now, he's heard that before.
Yeah.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At some point, when you keep hearing the same thing, at some point, you're going to be able, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
Maybe it is something about me. But when you go with somebody, you don't give that chance, that opportunity to have that awareness. So I have a process that I go through. It's called 5 steps to change or break habits. Mm-hmm. The very first step to change is 5 A's. 5 A's to change and break new habits.
Okay.
The very first step to change is awareness. You mm-hmm. cannot change a situation that you are unaware of.
Right.
It is impossible.
Yeah.
The next step to change is accountability.
Yeah.
Come on.
Or acceptance. That's my second A. You cannot change a situation that you are not aware of and then take an accountability for, which mm-hmm. means the moment you point the finger, whatever you point the finger at, whoever you point the finger to has the power. Yeah. So you can't change and shift the power in your direction because you're pointing to someone or something else.
Okay.
So ghosting, it takes away that person from having that accountability and that awareness.
Gotcha.
Wow.
So it's funny that you say that, because one thing I noticed that pain looks like is you're bleeding on me. I'm the one getting the blood, and you're the one bleeding. But I gotta wipe it off me, because it's cool. It's like you just throwing your blood on me, or like there's this garbage truck. My wife gave this example. There's a garbage truck, and if you drive behind the garbage truck, everything that the wind is blowing, a cement truck.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving behind this cement truck, everything that comes off of the truck is hitting you.
It's
hitting your windshield.
And your car.
And you ain't got nothing to do with that truck. But the crazy part is, if you stay behind that truck, that glass, the rock is going to break your glass.
Right.
Eventually, it's going to break your glass. So you're going to have to either get around the truck and get in front of it, or stay in behind of it, or stay way back so you don't get hit by the rocks. But
and the thing with that is, since you brought that up, that's like I'm not gonna say who, but this is like, I was really asking God, please help me to deal with the trauma and the way this young lady that's in my life, help me to deal with how she how she throws off. She doesn't realize she throws off because she dealt with her trauma by being delusional. Is what I mean by that is, she doesn't face it. She pushes it aside and acts as though it's not there. So she's training herself to believe that the things that are actually, it's like she's training herself not to accept and believe in the reality of life, but to push it off and not deal with it and try to make everything okay. But what happens in doing that is, it was like that. I was riding down the street, And I saw this real nice car, and it was driving really far back from this cement truck. And it seemed like other cars was kind of driving back too. And I didn't realize what they were doing until I got up close. And all of those little cement pebbles was flying off that cement truck as it was driving down the expressway. And it made me realize, wow, God have a way of showing you things and you're not even realizing. This is his revelation to me. Sometimes people throw off. The man that was driving had nothing to do with the truck. He wasn't malicious. The person inside had no clue that what was going on was he was damaging everything and everybody around him. And he was just minding his own business going down the street. That's what trauma does. And sometimes we think that trauma, we disguise it. And we think that, okay, I want to ask this question when we talk about disguise. And sometimes people don't know. Like you said, Coach, you didn't know that that's how you was coming off. I don't believe that this young lady in my life knows that that's how she's coming off. Even some things that I do, if it were not for my husband being very vocal, okay, and hurtful, it hurt my feelings sometimes, you know, but if it wasn't for him being raw with me and real with me sometimes, I wouldn't have known. I thought I was good.
Yeah.
I thought I was excellent.
Yeah.
But he helped me to understand, no, babe, hold up. So with that being said, trauma bonds happen, right? We think that people are disguising that trauma, but are they really disguising it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's what it goes back to what I said earlier, because when you said you didn't know that you were coming off like that, like I didn't know, that's because it's out of your subconscious. So over 90% of your life is portrayed by what is in your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't tell what's in your subconscious mind other than looking at your results.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, unfortunately, you don't even realize that some of your results are faulty. Like sometimes other people can recognize it before you recognize it.
No, because I believe that.
Because the Bible says the heart is deceitful.
You lie to yourself. Desperately wicked.
Exactly. So you lie to yourself all the time. Don't even recognize you're lying to yourself until you learn.
Yeah.
Till you learn how to become aware. And that comes from doing the work.
Right.
But most people don't want to do the work because the work is uncomfortable.
Very.
The work is painful.
Mm-hmm.
The work will make you sit by yourself and say, man, I got some issues.
Yeah.
And ego doesn't want you to come to that realization.
That's right. It's so.
And I have to agree with Coach.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Coach. You know, his example is beautiful for your question, Lady Free, how, you know, it can disguise itself as passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing he said was, I was an excellent employee. Like, everybody loves me, right? So I had a situation in one of my previous employer. I was one of the top employees. They kept promoting me. They had me doing all these extra projects. And even though I was doing all of that and excelling, I was unhappy. But I felt like I was excelling because of passion. The truth is, I was pushing as hard as I was pushing because I was disguising everything else that was going on. Because I felt like, hey, I may as well be good at something. So I was pushing. Mm-hmm. Like, I was working weekends. I was working late nights. And I was salary. But still in all, I had no boundary. And everybody kept telling me, you need to set boundaries. Oh, no, not me. Because it was passion. It wasn't passion.
Yeah.
I was disguising my pain.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Absolutely. How many of us always? Cause it's like we do this all the time. It's like we would actually busy ourselves in situation to cover from what's really inside of us.
Yeah.
So that pain is really bothering
it's
us,
festering.
But we busy ourselves to cover it. So that's the disguise.
Correct.
We know it's there.
We'll do what we're good at.
Yeah. All we do that what's gonna. Mm-hmm. Some of us like we talk about this all the time. Some of us go to drugs to mask that pain. Some of us go to women. Some of us go to duties and things to cover that. But
alcoholics,
whatever you got to do you busy yourself so you don't have to. Because if you
deal with that
get
pain.
That if you get that opportunity by yourself, then what's going to come out?
It's painful.
That it's painful.
You're going to have to sit with yourself. Right. You're going to have to sit in that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, okay, you know how you're in a relationship and you wonder, okay, so that relationship, it didn't go good. We broke up. We're done. And then you get into another relationship and you find yourself different body type, different look, different name.
The same person. Yeah.
Because people don't realize that the traumas that you have experienced, and like you said, Coach, that you held on to, what happens with those traumas are your norm.
Yeah.
You learned how to deal.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about when I say you learned how to figure out life through the things that happened traumatically in your
life. That's real.
So because you have created, it's almost like the little video game, how you create a whole world based on your trauma, what you think you're going to draw to you? Somebody that can speak to whatever it is that you built this world in, that and their trauma is going to almost lock into your trauma, and y'all going to think it's some great connection until both of your traumas begin to show themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when those traumas show themselves, now you're at war. Now you're battling and you wonder what happened. He was so passionate in the beginning. He loved me so much, or she was so amazing in the beginning, because you were missing something. Their trauma spoke to what you were missing. They poured into you. They poured their trauma into you. You poured your trauma into them. And now y'all have a bond, and that bond will break you over time.
Let's
be honest, I'm sorry, go ahead. No, Coach, you go.
This may seem off topic, but I'm gonna bring it back around. I have a little brother who was a lot younger than I am. I think he just graduated high school last year. Mm-hmm. And we would play the video game sometimes, right? And a basketball game, and I would beat his behind.
2K.
NBA 2K. And what's funny is, like, when I start beating him real bad, he'd be ready to quit. But right. I wouldn't let him quit.
Right.
Yeah. I would not let him quit.
Mm.
I said, you go do something else if you want, but you're not quitting this game. And I was teaching him something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment that I allow him to quit, he's actually impressing his subconscious mind that he to think do. It's okay that when things get hard, I can just quit.
Right. Mm.
So I was teaching him a principle. You don't quit when things get hard.
Mm.
Now, my point is, it's the same way for what you were talking about. You build up a habit of when it gets uncomfortable and you feel that trauma or the effects of it, you busy yourself with something. That becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, before you even think consciously, you're already moving into that action because you've built up a habit of doing so.
Right.
Gotcha. Mia?
Zane, you were about to say something?
No, I was actually about to give an example like him, because as you were talking, I saw it in my mind. It's like somebody who has an attachment issue, right? And so they get with somebody who gives them all the attention in the world. Well, we do know that life changes, so you have life situations. Then you also have it to where maybe somebody grows out of their trauma while somebody else doesn't grow. So when that person can no longer give you that attention, then that's when you feel like, oh, that's not the person for me. But it was the person for you as long as they were giving you all that attention. And people don't realize that alone in itself is the trauma bond that we're talking about. He answers everything for me. Every insecurity that I was feeling, he feels that. And vice versa for a man. She makes me feel like a man. Like, even if you have to say that she makes you feel like a man, what happens when she says something that makes you feel
less than a man?
Is
right.
Is she then now evil?
Yeah. Right.
So you got to find that security in yourself. And if you find it in other people, just know that's a trauma there that you're finding for people to feel. And a man can never fulfill that 100% of the time. And when I say man, I mean man or woman.
Yeah.
They can't feel that 100% of the time.
Yeah. It's a very, very, very dangerous thing. I have a friend right now. We've been friends for a very long time. And he went through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
With his wife. And how I became a coach, honestly, is with people that know me reaching out to me and asking me my opinion about things. Mm-hmm. And I'm just helping them through the situation, not even realize what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right.
For years,
right,
I was doing this.
Yeah.
And I just started asking them questions, you know, just being there as a friend, because there's never any judgment with me. I just want to help, you know, genuinely want to help. Mm-hmm. But I was asking him questions. And then I remember asking him this one question, and he was telling, because he was telling me how she was there from him when he really needed a friend, and mm-hmm. how she was filling all these holes and gaps and this and that. So let me ask you a question, brother. Is it possible? Because I asked him if you believe that's the person that God had placed for me. He said, yeah, because she was doing X, Y, Z when I was going through X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question, brother. Is it possible that she was supposed to be there for you to help you through that situation, but it was supposed to be for a season, but you turned it into a lifetime?
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
That's right.
Is it possible? That's right. Mm-hmm.
There's only some people that's supposed to walk through the summers with us, but we take them through the winter.
He got it. Man, he got it.
Right.
Let me get this coat for you, because I think you're going to go through the winter with me.
Look,
he got it. Immediately he got it. He said, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because when you study, like, I study psychology, and I say this a lot, too, because, like you said earlier, the mind is the fastest developing organ in the body. Mm-hmm. And in your first, from infant to your first couple of years, this is where
7 years
your brain is developing.
7 years. So that's the reason why children are always repeating you.
That's
because they're trying programming that subconscious.
They're programming that. So science has studied this, and it's like these are scientific studies. So what happens is, if there's an absenteeism, especially when there's things that are happening scientifically, and then there's things that happen naturally.
Right.
So there's supposed to be some things that we gain naturally as well, and spiritually as we're growing.
Absolutely.
So when those things are missing, when we get older, what we try to do is we try to replace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yeah, for that.
Those things that are missing, because our mind says, you know, has developed like this is supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what we're developing as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's telling us that this is supposed to be here. So now when we get older, we're looking for that absence. We're looking and we're trying to replace it with something that mimics it.
Right.
Not what it really supposed to be. So we get ourselves in trouble because we're looking for the imposter and not understanding that the real true is inside of us.
Yep. Right.
And when we don't really dig, so that's what happens when we gotta be by ourselves, because it's like, no, I can't do this. And this is what we done told ourselves as we were younger, like, okay, maybe something was wrong with me. The reason why this didn't happen, because maybe they didn't really like me. So these are the things that are developing in our head. So we go in with this guilt, and we go in with this shame, and we go in feeling like I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is now we mimic something to take the place, and it's not even to our potential, because God made us the head, not the tail. So we go after the tail.
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We go after the tail because it mimics the, you know, it's a presence. It's not even the actual thing.
So let me add something to what you just said. Okay, I don't know if you guys, because y'all are very busy and important, and you know, y'all going after the bag, but I have seen TV where Love is Blind season 9. I know so many people are talking about this. Calibria and Edmund. Okay, so I have to say, one thing that I noticed, and this is what I thought about when we were talking about trauma bonds, the ties that break us, right? She said she didn't have her dad in her life, and she longed for that relationship until she began to act like it was no big deal. But she longed for a man to tell her she was beautiful and make her feel special and all of that stuff, and just make her feel protected and loved, right? So she gets on the other side of the wall of a dude that says, "You're the greatest thing ever, Calibria. I love you. Oh, my God." And he just gives her all of this, like,
admiration.
"You're everything to me. You're the only one." Mm-hmm. And it was just so amazing. amazing to her, and she's such a beautiful young lady. But because that was something that was traumatic for her in her life, not having her dad there, and because she just, I can imagine her being a little bitty girl longing for her dad's love and attention, and here she is now on the other side of the wall to a dude whose trauma was he was adopted and in many foster homes. He didn't have the love of his mother, right? He didn't have the love that he needed going from bouncing from place to place. So now here he is. He wanted so bad that he give it to, and they both trauma, right? And their traumas began to, I guess, feel like that love was so blind, and they are now in love, and I love you so much, will you marry me, and all of that stuff. And I said to myself, oh my God, they are falling in love with each other's trauma. He falling in love with what he did not get growing up that she gives him, because she's such a beautiful, caring, nurturing mother. She's a counselor.
Got you. So the question would be, so why do we stay in these traumas?
But that's why. Same as what you just said.
Yeah, yeah.
And same as what I'm saying through my example. You trying to rush me. He be trying to rush
me.
No,
I'm not.
But my example is beautiful, honey, because I noticed it. It's like, wow. She needed that, and he gave it to her, not knowing anything else about him. She didn't even listen to him.
Amen.
To be honest, she didn't listen to what he was saying. Really, she was listening for what she needed from him. Mm-hmm. And when she grabbed hold to that, her trauma says, "Okay, I'm gonna stay with this one," and that's why we stay.
Why? That's the question.
But see, that's the thing.
Yeah. Huh?
That's the thing.
Okay.
So you kind of like leaned into it earlier when you was talking about. We end up searching for something in us that's empty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we feel this emptiness. And if we don't find out, like, the source that fills that emptiness, we look for it in man.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we're searching for somebody or something to fulfill us, fill that emptiness. Mm-hmm. And then we end up getting somebody who doesn't fill the emptiness, but it is a resemblance of what
that
makes
fool's
me happy.
Goal. Yes.
Right. So we take that resemblance of what makes us happy and we think, oh, I'm full now. I'm happy.
Until.
But there's always something missing because it's not full yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as that person disappoints us, as soon as that person doesn't feel that emptiness anymore, then we've gone to the next thing, looking again.
Yeah.
Because we don't realize. I was trying to find it. It's a scripture in the Bible that talks about that we shouldn't put our trust in no man because they will disappoint us.
Yeah.
And we don't realize that. Even the person who loves us the most, our parents, like all man, at some point will disappoint us. And that's why we got to find fullness within ourselves and our whole totality, and finding that God will fill us in, in that emptiness, but in within ourselves, not outside.
Not outside, right? We outside,
Coach. I know you got something.
I've learned that the way that God designed us, He designed us with holes. And those holes have to be filled.
My bad. I didn't hear the L at the end.
Here you go. I'm not playing with you.
Oh, Lord.
Not playing with
all right,
you.
All right, all right.
I'm going to let you make it, man.
Okay. I'm sorry. My bad. Okay.
He designed us with holes, right? And then these holes, they have to be filled with specific things.
Yeah.
So what do I mean by that? There's a hole that can only be filled by fatherhood. It doesn't matter what you do, you can't fill that hole. There is a hole that can only be filled with motherhood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a hole that can only be filled with fulfillment by knowing and walking in your purpose.
Gotcha.
You feel complete when you're doing those type of things, like what I'm doing right now. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. There's a hole for God's divine love, right?
Yeah.
Now, all these are holes. What happens is when that hole doesn't get filled with what it's supposed to be filled with, now there's a gap there. Now, when there's a gap there, That's okay. Gaps happen. But the only person that can fill any one of those holes is Christ.
That's right.
Come here.
That's right.
He's the only one that can fill the hole of fatherhood, of motherhood. He's the only one. Now, what happens is because we don't go after and chase him to fill that hole, we're going to replace that hole with something that's earthly.
That's right.
And then we find ourselves in a constant battle and spiral with something that never filled the hole.
That's never.
That's why they go from one relationship to the next.
That's right.
One drug to the next. One drink to the next. Because the hole was never filled.
You know the crazy part, Coach, is it don't even fit in that hole.
It weren't supposed to.
It don't even fit. It's like trying to put a square in a round peg.
It weren't supposed to. So you have to learn that Christ is the only sufficient source that can fill that hole.
Let me read a comment real quick. Patricia said, "That's how the person take advantage of you, because they know what you're missing, what you're lacking, and you get to see, and they get to see you because you're hungry for it." So I want to ask y'all too a question. It says there's a misconception that we have about staying in relationships that we know that are toxic.
Yeah. Mm.
The conception is, well, because I'm where I need to be, I can help them.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem with that conception here? Misconception, y'all.
First of all, you can only help a person that wants to be helped.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And a person can only want to be helped if they're aware that there's a problem.
Yeah.
The A.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes back to the five A's I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people aren't aware that they're a problem because of ego. It says the name is you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And you know what is another misconception too? I mean, another problem with that is some people feed off of projects.
Yeah.
Some people, it's like they are not satisfied unless they're helping somebody.
But that's an insecurity within themselves. That's
an insecurity.
And it comes from somewhere.
That's a toxic trait within itself.
Yes.
I was about to say that.
And it comes from the need to be needed.
The need to be needed.
Because when I was little, I wished that somebody did me that way. I wished that somebody came to my rescue. I wished that somebody was there to protect and help me. I wish they didn't give up on me. I was a bad kid, I get it, but you gave up on me. So now I'm an adult, and I get with a man, and I'm saying, oh, I'll never give up on you. I'll never do you like they did me. I'll never give up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I could fix him, don't worry.
I had this bad case when I was younger of making sure that everybody I came in contact with felt loved. Like, I can't be the one to make you not feel loved. I gotta make sure you feel loved.
Yeah.
I remember even down to a situation, God clearly spoke in my ear and told me to not have that relationship. And I told God, oh, I can't be the one to disappoint that person. Not me, God.
So where did that come from?
Because it's funny. It came from the fact that I wanted to be loved like that. I wanted to feel, because as a child, I felt rejected. I felt rejected from my mom's side. I felt rejected from my dad's side. The only person who showered me with love was my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My dad didn't shower me when I was younger. So all of that rejection, like constant rejection, I didn't want to be the one to make anyone else feel rejected. And I was always different too. So even in high school, not even high school, just school period, I had bullies. I had people take advantage of me. I had people just do all kind of crazy stuff. So I just felt rejection all the way around me.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I was not going to be the one to reject anybody.
Wow.
I'll make anybody feel unloved.
It goes.
So it's a toxic trait within itself.
Yeah. So it goes down to how you perceive and handle and deal with trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you guys a question, all three of you. What's the difference between the Batman and the Joker?
One fights crime and one does crime.
Down to the core. The difference between the Batman and the Joker, they both experienced trauma. One said, this hurts so bad, I'm going to make sure nobody else feels this pain. Mm-hmm. And he became the Batman. The other young man or child felt the same trauma, the same pain. And he said, this hurts so bad, I'm going to make sure the whole world feels my pain.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's how you internalize and decide to deal with trauma. You have a chance, you have a choice to become the victim or victor, the Batman or the Joker.
Right.
But the choice is yours.
That's right.
And that's
why. Or get you a Robin.
With this guy.
You see what I deal with?
I'll get
this
you a Robin.
This is my life, right? This is my life. So that's why it's very important to be, like you said, aware. You have to be aware. You have to have people in your community and in your circle, in your close, in the holies of holies, that will be honest with you about how they experience you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you don't have those people that are honest with you about how they experience you, then you're going to continue a toxic cycle. You're never going to break it because who's there to be honest enough and love on you enough? We got it misconstrued today where when people are honest with you, they haters. No, if these people are in your life and you trust them enough to have them close to you and they tell you something about how they experience you and it's not the greatness that you thought that you were, then at least think about it for a minute. Don't just push it off as something, oh, they being negative. They may just be trying to help you understand how to break a cycle of toxicity in your life because they didn't go through the trauma you went through, but they're experiencing you through your trauma and they can see it.
Absolutely.
So sometimes it's good for us to listen because a lot of us are tied. We are truly tied.
Absolutely.
In toxic relationships and we think it's normal and it's not.
You know, Coach, I got a piggyback. They on here saying, Coach, that was deep, and I piggyback on you a little bit because it is true. Like the first relationship that we see is the one that we were born in. Mm-hmm. So if we see toxicness, then in our mindset, this is what my situation is going to look like as well. Like it's like if the only relationship that I've known is to learn from, then my situation is going to be the same thing because I've seen it. So we mirror that.
Yeah.
That's why exposure is so vital in a child's life, in the rearing and development of a child. Because here's the thing. You can't be what you can't see.
Yeah.
Who said that last week? Okay.
Man, look, the thing about it is like if I go out there, let's say I go out there and I get a Honda Civic. Great car. Yeah. A lot of fun. Very reliable. Best car in the world. Mm. But I ain't never stepped foot in a Tesla before.
Yeah.
I ain't never been in a Lexus before.
Right.
What I know about a Lexus, but I ain't never been in one.
Right.
So you can't be what you can't see. If you can't even wrap your mind around the possibilities if you haven't been exposed to it.
And the Civic was not even a newer model either.
but
it was a 2012.
But here's the thing though. Again, And you learn this, like, even being coaches and counseling like that. It's like, change the mindset. Because, again, like you said, it's what we fill those holes with. Mm-hmm. Because even if we've seen it, then what we got to understand is that he's the one, the changing agent, to not have our situation be like what we saw.
But we need those seeds to be planted. Those seeds are
so
words.
We gotta, so if you see, and this is why it's important for us to really help people break free of these toxic relationships because... You know, we don't want them to waddle in water that's spoiled water.
Water that's not wet.
Water that's not wet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't want them. I'm dry.
You find that, let me know.
Okay, wait, y'all. Okay, y'all know how I am. Okay, wait. I have to say this. You said about a car, right? A Honda. Okay, so how about me and my husband were so used to used cars that when we finally got into the one that you got to push, we had no clue. Remember that, bae? I said, bae, I don't know how to do it. And I went in the glove box. I'm looking for the little instructions, but they had been out for a minute. But we had
You mean the push start?
Yeah, the push start.
Honey.
Yeah.
Oh,
the push
start. We didn't even know those existed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had been out for a minute.
Yeah.
Cause we were so used to, like, we was happy. Like, oh my God, we got us a new car, right? It was a used car, the one that then not even the one where you just hold a key fob. We had the key that you put.
Oh man, y'all was
But we was happy though, and we thought that was it, right?
There it is.
Until we got that push start.
Aunt Liza, hold on, let me read on. You know, we gotta check in with Aunt Liza. Aunt Liza says, my dad is on. Thank you, Dad. My sister on. It's a lot. We got a lot of people on right now.
Dad, I saw you earlier, my peeps. Hey, T's.
Aunt Liza said, the problem is that we have too many adults using trauma as an excuse to bleed out on people, and they are not the one who cut them.
Ooh.
People get into their 50s and know that they are toxic and experience trauma, but don't address it or work on themselves. Absolutely. That's what Coach was speaking about earlier.
But sometimes, Aunt Liza, people get into their 50s with the same thoughts about themselves as they had when they was in their 30s.
That's real too.
And in their 20s. And sometimes, no matter how much people try to tell them we really don't tell people, unless we mad at them, that something wrong with them, you're not really going to believe that because you're mad at me right now. But a lot of times, even in their 50s and 60s, you got old fools out here. And the Bible speaks about that. Age does not determine whether you're a fool or not. So you got people out there that will never become aware because they stuck in their own stuff and they like the way they live. And you don't have to be with me if you don't want to. If you don't like me, I will block you, unfollow you. And the society that we live in now with social media is making it easier for not only people to ghost you, but it's also making it easier for you not to have to hear people when they try to help you, because you could just block them. Got all these new words, all these tricks. Words that you can put out there now. Ooh. Girl, all you gotta do is unfriend them, follow them, and I think those are old words.
I'm on the other side, you know.
And you don't even have to have social
But you know what too? And I know you can attest to this, Coach. It is not only the relationships that we've seen, but sometimes our environments. Some of us grew in environments that were real toxic.
Environments.
So when we get around an environment that reminds us of what we went through, you know, I used to get robbed over here, or I had to fight my way out of here. So when you get it's like your mindset. It's like, you know, I'm in protective mode of all times. You know, I'm from New York, so I had to grow up fighting. And if I didn't fight, I would have to fight because I would keep fighting because they would think they can pick on me. So that made me like, okay, you say something to me, I'm ready to fight because of the environment that I came out of. So it's important coming out of these trauma situations that we develop a support staff or a support group and support these people. You know what I'm saying? Don't just leave them, you know what I'm saying? Understand what they're going through, understand what they need, you know what I'm saying? Give them what they need, sow the seed.
When we got married, you were still in that little fight place.
Oh, yeah, I was still.
He never hit me, people. He never hit me. The most we used to do is, I don't want nobody to think that because I ain't no easy win. I got hands
too. Thank you,
Stacey. But I digress. I got that stance. But anyway, so what he used to do was he used to always be like ready.
On edge.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, on edge.
I used to have
protection mode at all times.
I used to have to say certain things like, bae, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. Or I would say, babe, come on. I'm coming as a friend. I'm coming to just tell you something. I know it's going to hurt to hear it, but because I love you. And I used to have to say things like that. And I know, you know, people be like, girl, I ain't going through all of that. Yes, it's okay to go through that because I love you enough to see and notice the trauma and understanding your background and your story. I know what you've been through. And I know why you come in. I know why you always on defense. So I have to be the one, because I love you enough and I married you, to help you through those moments so that you can see differently, because your environment did create. But you in a new garden now. And that garden is called Lady Free.
So
I want to say something after Pastor Jay read this comment, because I see him. He want to read this comment bad. Go ahead, Pastor Jay.
Which one?
No. Actually, because I want Coach to do, you know, we got to give him a little space to do his piece. Because, you know, before time, but I just want to just a little, couple of shout outs of people. My sister and her husband is on Fred
Absolutely.
And T's.
Absolutely, we love we y'all.
Stacy Brown, I don't know if you know who
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, that's the homie.
Hey, yeah, Stacey, he said, Coach. She said,
no, he.
She.
Ooh, oh, Stacy, I'm so sorry. That's a unisex name, so don't get taken further. She said, Coach Andre, notice you doing your thing. This has been good, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us, Stacy.
Thank you for joining us, Stacy. Yeah, Coach is the bomb, man.
Always,
gonna,
Patricia.
You got to bring her back on.
Always.
You got to bring her back on. Actually, we getting ready to, we're going to talk after.
If you watching the show, put your name in the chat. Put your name in the chat so we'll know, like, that you're there. We want to give shout-outs. We don't want to leave anybody out. But, Coach, it is
time. Wait.
What? The floor.
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, I want to say something.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say something before y'all get pushed to the floor.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Y'all was talking. It made me think about something.
Okay, come on.
So, a lot of, because we normalize stuff so much as women, we like that, what they call it, masculine woman stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Is that a trauma too? The reason why I say that is because, like, before I got with my husband, I didn't even realize I was raised by a strong woman. So my mama taught us that there is nothing, like, if you get, even though you get married, what if your husband gets sick? It's nothing you can't do. Fix the car, whatever. So I remember, like, they would have men that would come try to help me, but they would always say, oh, I ain't doing it for free. I'd be like, well, deuces. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need you. I can do it on my own. I was so stuck in that strongness and that strength that when my husband came along, he was like, Mia, you need to get out your own way.
Oh.
Like, I'm not trying to get nothing from you. So yeah. You need to get out your own way.
Wow.
So I just wanted to share that because we don't even realize how, like, simple stuff like that could be out of trauma. We don't see that. We just think, oh, no, I'm not no easy woman. I ain't. All of that could still be out of trauma. And we need to stop because we'll miss out on things. We'll miss out on a man. Being a man in our lives because we're too strong.
Yeah.
Where we get this tomboy thing from? Ain't no tomboy? Where we get that from?
I don't know.
But you know what I think we do? Because we are so smart with words. I think we get given an excuse for this masculine energy from a woman. So we call it a tomboy.
I don't know.
But I don't think that's the definition of tomboy, though.
I've been a tomboy when I was a tomboy.
They don't call studs tomboys.
No, I'm not talking studs. I'm talking about masculine
energy.
Okay,
so let me break it down. It's going to be quick.
D. Curry, I see you.
I remember tomboys when I was growing up. We used to wear the big pants. Because y'all got to understand something. As females, as our bodies start to produce little, you know, breasts and stuff like that, we were shamed back then to like be having certain things growing on us or the lack thereof. So we used to act. You know, it was a certain way we would carry ourselves, certain way we would wear our clothes. They're bigger than usual back in the day. A lot of my friends and we was, that was a way, it was almost like a shame. You wearing this little training bra now, the little one, you know, and it's like, it's so much going on with our bodies. You remember that, Zane? Yes.
But you call yourself a tomboy?
Because after wearing the baggy pants and the big long
what is
tees,
that?
It we'll talk about that on another
what
show.
What is a tomboy?
We'll talk about that.
That wasn't my understanding or definition.
What was your understanding?
A tomboy was just an active girl that did things that with the guys. Like that, she might play football. She might be with the ATVs. She had to play basketball.
Okay, so
to me, that was a tomboy.
I got you.
That's it.
You saying what I'm saying in a nicer way?
She was still feminine, but she was active.
So I think well rounded.
You saying what I'm saying in a nicer way?
Well rounded kind of includes all of this.
Well, no. I don't think that's masculine, though. I just think she's
that's doing boy stuff. That's masculine, but playing
but
football.
Her,
and
her mindset wasn't masculine. It was just she was active. She just liked to be outside.
You said active. I say
maybe
masculine
she had brothers,
energy.
And she just like. But see, with what we were going through
friend.
And what you're
I
talking
basketball with them football baseball.
Yeah,
I ain't do none of that. I didn't play sports.
We wear the hats.
I even seen them wear baseball caps and stuff.
Well,
all right, y'all, we gotta go. But listen,
we running out of time.
Listen, y'all, before y'all go, we gotta hear this poet, man. That this is what he does, and we want to give him before
one
we close
of
out
the many hats.
Yeah,
he got
yeah,
eight job.
He got a bunch of, and we're gonna give y'all his information. You know, give him your information, man. Let him know where they looking you up, man. But come on, spit a poet for us, man. Spit something for us, Rev.
From dusk till dawn, from night till day, I live my life being careful what I say. From dawn till dusk, from day till night, I won't leave life without putting up a fight. I have ups and I have downs disguising how I feel. Sometimes I'm wishing this life wasn't real. It's hard. It's a challenge. It's a test. But I'm thankful that God has my best. With the Lord on my side, I'm on the right track. I'm grateful my future is prosperous regardless of being black. Think what you want and say what you will, but I'm climbing these mountains. I'm climbing this hill. Time is ticking. The watch won't stop. It's only moving closer to me reaching the top. So that's a little poem.
You didn't say poem.
But I'm gonna say one thing, though. Remember, I always leave with this.
Okay.
Speak what you seek till you see what you've said. Those dreams that you have weren't meant to stay in your head. But if they do, that's all on you, because you have the power to make your dreams come true.
Hey.
Wow. Yo, y'all put some snaps. Patricia, I got you. We're going to holler at you next week about that y'all tomboy listen. Thing. But listen, y'all. Where can they find you at? Hold on. What's your IG?
Yeah,
you
know? IG is the letter U, and then Will Notice Me. Very simple.
Okay.
You can also just Google Coach
Andre. And where can they purchase your book at?
Yeah, my book, mycoachandre.com. And then the link is there, /books. I have this book. I have another book with Les Brown. And I'm currently writing another book called, well, I ain't gonna tell you, I ain't gonna get the title. But
okay, so since you have this book, can you put it up a little bit so people can see as we go out? And just, can you give us like a little summation? Why should they get this book?
Yeah, so this book is called Your Purpose Is Not For You. I did not come up with that title. I'm not that smart. God gave me this title in 2015. I didn't write it till 2021. This book is a guide to helping you understand what your purpose is and why it's not for you. So anybody that feels lost, that feels stuck, they feel like I'm destined for more, but I'm not walking in that more. I'm not getting paid what I'm supposed to be getting paid. I'm not living where I'm supposed to be living. This book is for that specific individual. And I have a coaching program to take them through the whole process to understand how to get to where they want to be.
Man, that's Yo, this show was, Coach, we got to bring you back, man. We got to bring you
back. I'm with it.
We got to bring you back, man.
Yes.
We got to bring you back. But listen, y'all, this hour go by so fast.
It does go by fast. That's all right, because we will be back.
I know, man. We will be back.
Next Tuesday, same bat channel, same
bat. I'm your boy.
Place. Wait, babe, wait. We got to start over. Go back. Okay. Don't jump the gun. You ready?
I was trying to help her out.
Baby, please don't help.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So, we will be back next Tuesday. This is Shift Real Talk, same bad channel, same bad place. I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And I'm Zadie, y'all.
We out, y'all.
And wait a minute. Wait, babe. You just go so fast.
Oh, wait a minute. I cannot forget about our special.
I did
a joker.
Okay, so she said, and I'm Zany. Oh, my God.
I did a joker.
That's how you could tell this is a real show. We didn't practice, and it shows. Okay, Zany, wait. And I'm Zany, y'all. Say that so Coach can say his part. Okay, go, Zane.
And I'm Zane, y'all.
This is Coach Andre here to save your day.
All right,
yes, sir.
Guys.
Yes, sir. We out, y'all.
Peace. Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.